Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, Miranda Devine is stumped again.
Oh, boy.
She's so confused. So are we. Headline, Mysteries is New York Post. Mystery deepens as to why it took the FBI nearly 5 years to finally bust the suspected January 6th pipe bomber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. The lying mainstream media was trying to paint this guy as MAGA.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're really sloppy in how they did it. Oh, he bought into some of the conspiracy theories about the election being stolen. Mm. Okay, your friends at the Associated Press printed that. What's your source?
Mm-hmm.
Secret sources.
Oh, okay.
One unnamed source, which worked out really well for the Washington Post recently. Hank Seth gave the kill order right there. He saw him on the video and he said, kill him. It didn't happen.
Nope.
So that, it's what happens. You get your news from the Washington Post is fake. By the way, I got a question. Are we getting a warrant? Are we doing any searches to find out who the sources for the Washington Post were? Because discussing that strike, that's a crime. You can't just call up the Washington Post and do that. Lying about that strike is a crime as well. It's espionage. We going to prosecute these people or no? Because if we don't start prosecuting these people, it's going to get really, really messy for the Trump regime. I mean, they all expected to be fired by now. They can't believe they still have their jobs. And they're getting a little restless. They're getting a little bored. They're starting to launch hoaxes again. Have you noticed? Now, you look at that Hegseth hoax. That was the first major hoax. They always go the same way with a leak from the intelligence agencies that's used against the Trump agenda, Trump regime, Trump agenda. It always goes the same way. Yeah. They're running hoaxes again. Why? Because they're now confident enough to come out of their little rat holes, their little hidey holes. They're doing it again. That's what happens when you leave them there. You leave them embedded inside these agencies. But anyway.
We warned them about this.
Yes.
Didn't we?
They were very quiet. It was nice for a while because they were afraid. Now they are so bold. They just figure, well, I'll just do whatever I want. I'm going to break some laws. I'm going to leak some stuff. I just, whatever laws that don't apply to me still, and here we go. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a mystery here, okay? Because this pipe bombing mastermind, pipe bomber, total master, such a mastermind, he managed to elude the FBI for 5 years. Described by his grandmother as, quote, very naive, he's almost autistic-like, because he doesn't understand a lot of stuff. He's slow. He may be 30, but he's got a mind, the mind of a 16-year-old. She says she can't picture him doing this, not because he's a nice guy, but because he just doesn't have the wits to pull it off.
Sound like grandma threw him under the bus there.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, she also says he's not MAGA, just so we're clear, but I'm sure the Associated Press will call her right away for a quote on that.
Sure.
I like to hit you with Associated Press because I know it gets your blood pressure up. I know. They're your friends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They drive poor Lee crazy. Anyway, they're trying to figure this out, okay? Here's where we are. Mike Benz pointed this out over the weekend. There's about a month left on the statute of limitations for the FBI agents who told, Well, it's actually one agent who told Congress that they couldn't get this guy because his cell phone data was corrupted. In other words, they went to not one, not two, but three cell phone providers and got the cell phone data. They could have easily triangulated it and geolocated it and caught this guy. But what they told the Republicans in Congress in 2023 is, well, the data was corrupted. Well, we know from John Solomon's reporting at Just the News that Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz went to the cell phone companies and said, hey, was that data corrupted? And they're like, nah, nothing wrong with it. It was good. No corruption? Yeah. Nope. Clear as a bell. Okay. So Mike Benz is all over X this morning going, look, no. Our side's already starting to spin it as incompetence, FBI's incompetent, couldn't catch. That's not what this is. That's not what this is. And Miranda Devine, who's had about enough of the FBI for the last month, is saying the same thing. No. We need to go in there and look at this. She writes, this was, after all, the FBI that managed to round up and charge 1,500 supporters of Donald Trump who set foot anywhere vaguely near the Capitol, tracking them down through cell phone pings and video footage. Yet with all its technical ability, Christopher Wray's FBI somehow missed the phone used by the suspect in the vicinity of the Democrat National Committee and Republican National Committee headquarters on the evening of January 5th when the pipe bombs were planted.
I mean, heck, we have county sheriff's offices that can use this type of technique and nab people that are suspected of things in short order, too.
Oh, I mean, if you would like, we can do it for you downstairs.
Well,
I mean,
yes.
we sell that to our customers. Right. It's the same technology, you know, where we actually can triangulate any business and say, hey, you know, your foot traffic's down by 5% over last month. But hey, here's where all your customers live. Would you like us to contact them for you? Because we can literally geolocate cell phone to anybody can buy it. It's like, we sell it every, you know, we do a great job for it. By the way, if you are a potential advertiser, you should use this stuff.
Please do.
It's really amazing to see it work. But the FBI has it. We have it. Half the free world has it. This is not hard stuff. You just need to geolocate it and go get this guy. They obviously perjured themselves before Congress saying that the data was corrupted. It wasn't.
Meanwhile, them calling themselves the greatest investigative body in the history of the world.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. So somehow this autistic, mentally 16 years old, slow man managed to outwit with the FBI for 5 years. But the other 1,500 there on January 6th did not manage to outwit the FBI for 5 years. No. So the second question becomes, okay, the video was tampered with. To make it hard to both the video that they released, both identify this guy, it was depixelated, and also use a gate analysis on it by the FBI. What they put out was not the original video. So Mike Benz online, he's great. He's just basically saying, we need chain of custody on that too. We need to find out whose idea was it to do that to the video to make it harder to catch the suspect. And there need to be definitely, and this is a great opportunity, look, the guy who, the FBI agent who testified before Congress and said that the data was corrupted under oath, he lied. That's a felony, right? Let's get him, but let's get chain of custody. Was he lied to and he didn't know he was lying to Congress? Let's get the emails. Let's get the chain of custody of the evidence. Let's find out who were the agents who went to the cell phone companies, requested the data, who picked it up, who handled it. Was it ever corrupted? Or was that just a lie the whole time and you always had the ability to get this guy anytime you want? Because think about that, Lee. If they left the pipe bomber out there, that's, wow.
Yeah, what if something else had happened if he'd made another attempt? Yeah.
And it's probably because my guess would be he doesn't fit the narrative. He's black. He's not MAGA.
And so here's one detail that I read about, if this is accurate, because I think I read about it in the Associated Press, that actually the building where he placed the one at the DNC, Kamala Harris had been there.
Oh, yeah. She was in danger.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the same thing with the RNC. I guess some Republican officials passed right by it and could have been hurt, too.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So, you know, it makes you wonder.
Yeah. And there's other questions Miranda Devine's raising this morning As quite frankly, I hope the FBI's, Kash Patel, Damon, Gino aren't sweeping this under the rug. She says, by early February 2021, according to the congressional subcommittees who researched this, FBI agents have been assigned to interview people associated with 36 of the 186 phone numbers that, you know, pinged off the cell phone tower. That's not a big group of people if you want to find this pipe bomber. 98 still required additional investigative steps. A further 51 phone numbers were identified as not needing further action because, curiously enough, the phones belong to law enforcement officers or persons on the exclusion list. The FBI never told Congress what came of those leads and why it didn't follow up on some of them. And then the corrupted cell phone data, which turned out not to be corrupted at all. So we need answers to this. By the way, just so you know who Stephen D. Antuono is, he's the one who went before Congress and, I mean, he lied. I don't know why he lied, but he lied. He lied and said, no, his cell phone data is corrupted. That's why we can't catch the pipe bomber. You know, he was the same agent who was assigned to the fake Gretchen Whitmer Fednapping case, where almost everyone involved in the Fednapping was a Fed, so they could make it seem like Trump supporters were going crazy and kidnapping governors. Yeah. So he also led the controversial FBI raid on Trump's home, Mar-a-Lago, in August 2022. So, great guy. Maybe we should have a conversation or two with him, because it looks like he committed a crime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dexter writes, Tara Grock says photos of the pipe bomber don't match up with the video. Miranda Devine, New York Post, is asking a lot of these questions this morning. Part of that is because they deliberately messed up the video. And part of that is because the FBI took care not to release any photos or like stills from the video that could be used to identify the bomber. Listen to what she writes this morning in New York Post. Another confounding mystery of the pipe bomber case is that all the 39,000 video files the FBI obtained from surveillance cameras showing the suspect walking around and placing the pipe bombs on the evening of January 5th, there was not a single image released to the public that would help identify the person. All images and videos released by the FBI were low resolution and choppy. Mike Benz, a former State Department official during Trump's first term and executive director of the Foundation for Freedom Online, also claims a blur bar or pixelation effect had been laid over the suspect's eyes in the footage that shows him or her looking directly at the camera while sitting on a bench outside of the DNC building. Judging by the video, it might also be goggles, but either way, nobody recognized the suspect, perhaps by design. This stinks, doesn't it? Texter writes, Tara, Kash Patel said in a recent interview they went by the information that was already collected by the FBI. That would include the sanitized information. Yes, in other words, they always had what they needed to get this guy. Texter writes, me and Lee saying, you know, hey, they let him roam for 5 years, you know, putting people in danger. I don't believe this. I'm just reading the text line. They knew it was safe because that was the only one they told him to do. And finally, Texter writes, yeah, Grok says photos of the pipe bomber don't match up with the video. Well, that, and that could be because of the blurring effect that it appears the FBI or somebody added before it was released. Texter writes, he's also a dark-skinned white person. Yes, I know. Well, ask Jake Tapper about that. He'll explain. Okay. Meanwhile, Steve Cortez, former Trump administration official and advisor, did a poll of over 2,000 young adults, 18 to 25. And if you don't think Silron Mamdani can catch on nationwide, you need to hear this. This is what I've been afraid of. Our side is not understanding this. We know we're like, hey, I hope he wins. It's going to be great. Everyone will hate socialism. No, they're not. No, they won't. Silron Mamdani is now polling better than Trump with this group of people. He's at 60%, where Trump was a few months ago. Highest approval rating of any age group. Now Trump's in the 40s. And it's been a gradual decline. So you're watching a group of people that voted for Trump, gave him the highest level of support in polls, begin to also identify with Mamdani. How is that possible? This is the strangest generation I think we've ever seen. Steve Cortez writes, I pulled over 2,000 young adults ages 18 to 25. The results were eye-opening. 43% said they view socialism positively versus 33% who view it negatively, and another 24% aren't sure. Even among Trump voters who are 18 to 25, it was a 40-40 split. 40% for socialism, 40% against. Those are Trump voters. That is wild. He writes, but they're not drawn to socialism because they want state control. They're drawn to something else, something different, because what's here now does not work for them. And nobody is addressing that. They just want somebody to say, yes, your future was stolen. Think what they got. Entry-level jobs? Nah. Pile of debt that they owe? Yeah. You know how angry you would be if you're in this generation? You've got a pile of debt piled on you. You were stolen from while you were still in diapers and moving on. You know, still in diapers while you were in elementary school, middle school, high school. Your parents and grandparents were robbing you blind. Now you've got this pile of debt, but you've also got the highest unemployment rate of any other group, a staggering 9.5%, the highest in over a decade for 20 to 24-year-old college grads. This is why Nikki Haley's son, Nayland, is out there. And he's doing interviews with anybody who will listen, saying, look, my generation, I have friends graduated from college, it's been a year, they're not working. And he's come out against H-1B visas, which is kind of an interesting thing for an Indian kid to be against. Think about the irony there. By the way, when did H-1B visas catch on? Anybody know? Really? Bush? Bush did it. Who was his mother's biggest supporter? Bush machine. So, I mean, if he's upset, I mean, I hate to say this, but, you know, if he's going home for Christmas, maybe he should start there. Like, with his mom. And then have her call up Bush, have a conversation with him, instead of haranguing Trump about it. Trump's the only one who's done anything about it, putting a $100,000 application fee on every H-1B visa, which is amazing. And that's going to help going forward. But the other problem they've got is automation is crushing entry-level candidates. Gen Z professionals, especially in those junior tech roles, are on the front lines of job displacement. So what's happening is we have 700,000 H-1B visa holders in this country. The bulk, not all, but the bulk of them, the biggest percentage of them are entry-level college grad tech jobs. And those entry-level jobs that are eroding because of AI, that's happened really quickly. So we've gone from really even in the last year to, hey, you know, H-1B visas not crushing that generation to, wow, it's just eroded rapidly. I mean, so it's great that Trump has put the barriers in the way to H-1B visas, but we need to send some of the visa holders home or we're not going to make it. And Zohran Mamdani is, because I'm telling you, they want a strong man. They want this fixed fast. Whoever convinces them they will do it will win. And don't think they won't support a socialist in 28 after voting for Trump. They will, if we don't get this done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This generation, Gen Z, voted for Trump, and yet is perfectly fine with socialism, too. In fact, on the question of are you socialist or would you accept socialism, they split 40-40. And that's the Trump voters are split 40-40. So are they liberals? Are they Democrats? No. No, they're not. Texter writes, this person is a member of Gen Z. We want conservative family values with a little bit of help to get started in life, like buying a house. See, the thing is, it used to be for a long time, people were buying houses in their early to mid to late 20s, affordably, before the price got Bidenflated. And for the life of me, I mean, folks, it was not that long ago that Joe Biden brought us 9% inflation. I mean, Trump handed him off 2.4% inflation. And they looted, they stole. That's what they did. They printed, printed, printed. I mean, they had multiple trillion-dollar bills that they just printed the whole thing. That's why we got 9% inflation. They just helped themselves to the till. They printed the money instead of stealing actual cash. That's how we went to 9%. And do people actually think the Democrats are going to do any different if they get in office again? This was so amazing. It just happened. I mean, it was in 22. It's 25. Just mind, like they think, wow, it'll go different this time. Yeah, okay, tell me how that's going to work. No. If you're stupid enough to elect them, they will conclude that you are so dumb that you will let them steal, loot, and rob again. We'll go right back to 9% inflation. They'll blame Putin again. Have you noticed they don't do that anymore, by the way? But when you look at this group, this is what's so interesting about them. In terms of who they are, because they don't make it, they're not liberals. I'll tell you that. Steve Cortez writes about them. And let me find it. I just pop back down. They're not liberals. They say that they fear trans violence and think it's a problem. Okay, said nobody ever. On the left, 67% say trans violence is a systematic issue or systemic issue. 69% fiercely back free speech, even if it's offensive or untrue. They reject males in female sports overwhelmingly. 66% say we intervene too much overseas. This is Gen Z. 70% are deeply concerned about the national debt. So look, a conservative message absolutely appeal to these folks. You look at these numbers, you can see why LGBTQ characters are disappearing in TV and movies. We looked at that report earlier today. It's an unbelievable report by The Wrap, writing about 41% increase. Decrease next year in LGBTQ actors, characters, I should say. 41% in LGBTQ characters, where these characters are just getting written off, erased, or whatever series they were on got canceled. And they're not being replaced in other series. In other words, when you survey and you say, like, how many characters can be there, it's dramatically decreased. That's why there's no demand for it with this generation. They've had it jammed in their face their entire lives. And they don't want it. And yet, this is the same generation that supports Zohran Mamdani by 60%. But voted for Donald Trump. See if you can fix that. See if you can figure that one out. But what this is, and we had the pollster Mark Mitchell on about this last week. What this is desperation. No one is listening to them. They can't get jobs. They have a 9.5% unemployment rate by design because Congress gave their jobs away. They thought it was smart. They thought they were being smart. Well, let's just fire up another round of H-1B visas. Hey, let's bring 1 million people here a year on immigrant visas. We'll let them compete. Why? Well, when you bring, folks, just think about it this way. That includes the H-1B visas. If you bring 1 million people here and you have entire months where you're not creating jobs and your entire job creation runs about 100,000 to 150,000 a month. How's that going to work? You know what's wild about that? You think about it. There's no longer any connection of any kind mathematically between the number of visas that we are giving out, immigrant visas, and how many jobs we have. Like, it's kind of like, well, if you get here, great. And, you know, there's no jobs, or like, good luck. Just, why don't you start yourself a Somali charity in Minnesota? Just talk to those nice people. They'll set you up. Seriously, that's where we are. I mean, when you're a country that creates 100 to 150,000 jobs every month and you're taking in, and we're doing this right now, by the way, because it's on autopilot, 1 million visa holders, immigrant visa holders a year. How's that going to work? Exactly. It doesn't. I mean, you're talking about creating, what, 1.5 to 1.7 million new net jobs a year, and you're taking in just 1 million people on immigrant visas? Never mind the 12 million Joe Biden rammed down our throat. Doesn't work. We still want to, well, but we got a tradition of immigration. Well, okay, we're going to have to put that on pause till we create some jobs then. If we want to have all this immigration, we've got enough for them and for us, because we don't right now. We don't have it right now. And by the way, we don't even have houses for these people. We don't have space for these people. By the way, J.D. Vance brilliantly laid that out last week. I meant to play it.
We are fixing the problem that Joe Biden and the Democrats created in the last administration. If you look at every affordability crisis that's confronting the American people today, it is traceable directly to a problem caused by Joe Biden and congressional Democrats. Why did homes get so unaffordable? Because we had 20 million illegal aliens in this country taking homes that ought by right to go to American citizens. Why did tax bills get so unaffordable? Because Democrats were raising taxes while congressional Republicans under the president's leadership, we're now cutting taxes. Why did food get so expensive? Because we printed trillions of dollars and threw it into green scams that made our agricultural economy suffer while Americans were paying higher prices for food.
Yeah. It's really simple. And Democrats do it again. You put them in office. By the way, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin was on Fox News this weekend talking about, you know, he's paused $30 billion, with a B, billion dollars in EPA grants. And he was talking about how Democrats have been stealing billions of dollars. And what they do is they'll make a grant. It'll set it up, right? $30 billion worth of grants. But before it gets to its final destination, it'll pass through four separate NGOs where that are run by Democrats, Democrat insiders, Democrat donors. And they just take, they do nothing but take a little bit off the top and pass it on. Take a listen. He said, he's talking here about canceling $30 billion worth of grants, but how they legally steal this from the taxpayer.
And get this, we found in one program, Solar for All, which is a $7 billion program that we have canceled and Congress has rescinded, that the money was going through at times four pass-throughs. So a dollar would go through four pass-throughs where each of them were taking at least 15 to 25% cut. Zero tolerance policy should be the way, whether it's President Trump in office or his predecessor. Unfortunately, his predecessor, when they had one party rule in Congress, they were lighting tax dollars on fire left and right to pay off their friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not illegal. It should be. But it's not illegal. And then they just pass it right through your NGO and they siphon off the billions. Who knows where they go? And they get, you know. And anyway, the good news is he shut that down. We're finding a lot of it, folks. But it's just, it's everywhere. It's Maine. It's Minnesota, where we're thinking now it's going to be an $8 billion total on the fraud and theft there. It's you just heard that, $7 billion. And Democrat friends are just siphoning it off as they pass it through various groups. I mean, folks, and Americans, I think, are going to come to understand this. They just robbed us blind. They rob the American taxpayer blind. And this is why they always want more and more and more and more money. This is why Chuck Schumer just tried to get $1.7 trillion for like, what, 6 weeks? Think how much of it they could steal if this is how they do it. Oh, one of my favorite songs, by Sting. Really cool. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, we, the Americans, are going to have to tighten our belts so they can steal more and no one will answer for it. Well, here's the thing. I know it's frustrating, but we are beginning to uncover this fraud. And it is truly, Stephen Miller said over the weekend, it is the largest fraud in American history by the Somali immigrants and the Democrats in Minnesota. And that's at $1 billion. It looks like it's going to go from eight to ten. $1 billion. It's truly astonishing. Take a listen. Garrett Tenney, Fox News, this weekend.
Fraud investigators are finding in Minnesota is growing by the day. Kelly Loeffler, who leads the Small Business Administration, says in the 2 days her agency has been investigating the state, they've uncovered at least $1 million in PPP fraud. Just 2 days in. Several of the whistleblowers in Minnesota have also told lawmakers they believe the total amount of fraud could total up to more than $8 billion. Governor Tim Walz, who is up for re-election, is under fire for all of this happening under his watch. But he says they have paused these programs. They've brought in outside.
Yeah. Meanwhile, and I played this earlier in the show just to give you an idea, they're using the $1 billion price tag on the Somali fraud in Minnesota. But Dr. Oz, who is over Medicaid and Medicare for Trump, says actually $1 billion is just the tab for the Medicaid fraud, not the other two programs. Take a listen.
It's true. A Somali fraud ring in Minnesota stole over $1 billion from Medicaid. How did this happen? Well, Medicaid programs are run by the states, which in Minnesota means the Tim Walz administration. Governor Walz and the state's other Democrats rely on Somali votes to get elected. So they decided to look the other way because they were afraid of, quote unquote, political backlash. Don't take my word for it. That's what a Somali-American fraud investigator told the New York Times. When these scammers...
Now, listen to this. This is Oz, okay? Oz alone is saying that's the $1 billion scam. That's just one program, one Medicaid program. There are 12 more.
Today, we're taking action on more than a dozen other programs, which I've outlined in the post below. Our message to Walz is clear. Either fix this in 60 days or start looking under your couch for spare change because we are done footing the bill for your incompetence.
Yeah. Folks, when this is done, I don't know that it's not, it's definitely going to be the largest fraud in American history, although we haven't tapped into the other Democrat states yet. I suspect there's much bigger fraud in places like California. In fact, played you that audio last week with the Fox News investigative reporter saying he thinks it's going to run 100 billion, not million, billion with a B out of California. So we're finding this money. You know what? We're not broke. We're going to be broke if we keep spending this. We were not broke. It's just Democrats are stealing from us. Democrat administrations, we need to put it back. But the good news is, don't let it make you mad, they are putting a stop to it. I mean, like every week we're covering another fraud scheme that the Trump administration's uncovering and putting a stop to. This didn't happen in the last Trump administration. So folks, things are different. Democrats never thought we'd find all of this stuff, and we're just at the beginning. We've got three more years left to do this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.